Knowledge and wisdom is personal. School is just paychecks and politics. Do not underestimate the teacher's zeal to teach you a lesson that you will never forget, as they will easily drop 50 years to hoover up all the easy paychecks and praise, while blaming you for not trying hard enough, your parents for being useless, and the classroom for being slowed down by all the special needs people. And then maybe throw in some half-understood imaginary nonsense about perfect pitch, hand-eye coordination, photographic memory, and genius. Even if just to gauge how much more effort they have to put in to cover their rear. To be fair, teachers don't much know what is going on. They suspended their self-evaluation the moment they entered the trance of fake it until you make it. Whatever they make of this faking is always a costly disaster. Who knows how many students are turned away from real education, away from music, or painting, or programming, and becoming intellectually and financially independent. To travel, to write, to discover and rediscover, to reinvent and later invent and inspire and rise to new heights in love of wisdom, onward to greatness. Do not gamble with the content of your mind. Only trust the authors of books loved by clear thinkers all around the world. Let humanity be the judge who the teachers are. Trust only in the books that change humanity for the better and cast away the old and broken and bad. You are not meant to begin in the past, where mistakes can only repeat, but at the highest of heights, where the clearest of thinkers left off. Do not disregard the progress that has been made, and the terrible mistakes that were already had. Entrust the content of your mind to the greatest of thinkers only. Begin with narrated books, and prepare to walk the Triple Crown. The Appalachian, Pacific Crest, and the Continental Divide Trails, where you will have plenty of time to listen and re-listen, to inherit humanity's wisdom and the culture of great being. You cannot reach a compromise in a system of ineffective education. In any compromise between good and evil, it is only the evil that can profit. Take great care of your mind and grow all the way up until you become a great being.